Welcome to Creating Your Own Membership Site by Coffee Shop Millionaire. My name is Fabricio Cruz, and I'm going to show you how to make a rockstar's income using online membership sites that create true passive residual wealth. Why membership sites? Well, first, let me explain what is a membership site. A membership site is a site with a monthly subscription or a membership fee, and it's all about passive residual income. I'm talking about money that you make month after month after month. Now, let's take a look at some exciting numbers, because you'll see with just a handful of people, I'm talking about just a tiny fraction of the people that you're going to be able to target online, you can make a significant monthly income. Now, with 100 members, you're looking at, if they were, let's just say they were paying $47 a month, and keep in mind, you could have a lot more members paying you a lot more money, but let's just keep it kind of down in the middle here. 100 members times $47 a month equals $4,700 a month in income. Let's take a look at 250 members times $47 a month equals just under $12,000 a month. So you're already at the five-figure a month level with just 250 members. But let's double that. 500 members times $47 a month equals $23,500 a month. But it gets even more exciting when you add some more people. At 1,000 members times $47 a month, you're looking at $47,000 a month in income. That's nearly $50,000. And you can imagine, the sky's the limit here. So let me get more into exactly why we're talking about membership sites. Now, how many members do you need before you can quit your job? Think about that. How many members do you need before you can start paying off your debts or go on that extra vacation? You do the math, because you know how much you need to make that happen. And this is awesome, because you can actually manipulate the numbers to work in your favor. Now first, let's talk about how to create a membership site. First off, you want to brainstorm ideas. You want to select a niche, and then you want to create quality content. Maybe hire some ghostwriters, article writers, PLR, RTIR.com is a great resource, and there's so many other resources. And of course, we've got other videos that go into great detail into each of these topics, but I just want to give you the overall spectrum here. You want to buy and install a membership site software. AMember is one that we recommend, and there's several other resources that we'll have for you, but AMember is a quality solution. And then you want to create a winning sales letter. And again, what we're going to talk about, you know, some copywriting tips and techniques, but you want to create a winning sales letter. Then you want to get your graphics done. And you can go somewhere like Elance or Guru.com to hire some excellent graphics people, because this is one part where you don't want to get cheap. You don't want to skimp on quality, because presentation is everything. So you definitely want to put your best foot forward when you're spending your hard-earned dollars on marketing trying to get those people to buy. And then you want to establish credibility in the marketplace. And there's many ways that you can do that. We're going to get into that here. Then you want to build your list. And then you want to promote your website to those people. And then once they're in your site, you want to keep your members. So you got to feed them great content, provide support. There are certain strategies that you have to do, because once you have them in the door, you still got to provide them great quality content, great service, and make them feel like they're welcome into your membership site so that they keep paying you month after month after month. So let's go ahead and dive right in a little bit more in greater detail some of these topics that you're looking at right now. First off, let's talk about brainstorming ideas. And you want to think about passions that you might have. Maybe it's racing cars, fishing, sports, photography. You know, don't limit yourself here. And if you don't have any ideas, that's perfectly fine. I'll show you how to find as many ideas as you want. You know, what kind of magazines do you see at the bookstore? Go to the bookstore and take a look at the magazine section. And these are excellent ideas, since you know that there's an audience willing to pay for it each and every month. I bet you never thought about that. Now let's talk about selecting a niche. Now, once you've got a few ideas all ready to go, you know, ready to consider, it's time to narrow it down to one or two. And I like to pick niches that are year-round. You know, like skiing, surfing, etc., they're just seasonal. Now, if you're an expert, then determine how are you going to deliver the content. You know, you can deliver the content online. It could be a physical CD that people receive in the mail. Maybe it's a DVD that they receive in the mail. Or maybe it's a combination. Part of the content's online, part of it's on a CD. Or maybe you get them, give them the content both online and on CD so that they have instant gratification of their purchase, as well as something tangible that they can hold in their hands. Now, if you're not an expert, it's time to find some experts. So let's talk about creating quality content. One of my favorite places to find content is to go to Elance, Guru, or Scriptlance.com, you know, and find a ghostwriter. And they create the content, and you can put your name on it legally. Now, there's nothing illegal about this. You're not stealing anybody else's work. They are actually creating the content from scratch, 100% fresh and original, and you can put your name on it. private label rights, or PLR, as they're commonly known, it's almost like ghostwriting, but there's a good chance that you don't have exclusive rights to the content, which is perfectly fine. Just make sure that you edit it a little bit and make sure that it's unique. The only little drawback to PLR is that you might have to make sure you get in there and freshen it up a little bit, but believe me, you can acquire some amazing PLR for next to nothing, and just with a little bit of effort, I'm talking about an extra hour or two in cleaning it up, you can have quality content that's 100% original, and that's something that most people don't even know about. RTIR.com, this one is my personal favorite. So see the attachment template for my proven template that works 80% of the time. And these are interviews that, you know, you can almost always get them for free. I never pay for them. So if they ask you to pay, just go away and go find another person, because there's plenty of people. And like I said, it works 80% of the time. Just plug and play. So see the template. And I'm talking about experts in their niche that are desperate for an audience who wants to listen to them. And you're the one that brings the audience. They're the expert. They're the ones that know what they're talking about. And you're just bringing them in together. And guess what? You're going to be perceived as an expert and as an authority in your niche, because you are the one bringing them together. And you're just going to be perceived as one by association. Now let's talk about the membership site software, and this is not a video on how to do this technically, so here's where you might need to get some technical help, but scriptlance.com is a great place for technical help. AMember is a very popular membership site managing software, and another very popular one is WP Wishlist. So you see the website right there, member.wpwishlist.com, and just make sure that it'll integrate with your payment gateway. You know, for example, if it's PayPal or authorize.net, basically your payment gateway is how are you going to accept payment. So don't let that term scare you off. It's just a more advanced term for PayPal or authorize.net or your merchant account. Now let's talk about your sales copy, because here's where a lot of people sometimes get a little bit confused as to how to get started, and it's easier than you think. Study already successful sites, right? Study sites that are already out there. You can model and swipe, and you can get a good swipe file going. And if you can't write any sales copy, you might need to hire a copywriter to help you with the process. And let me recommend this book for you. It's called The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. And last time I tried to search for it, it's out of print. So I doubt there are any new ones. So go search on eBay or Amazon.com. Sometimes they'll be able to get them from used bookstores. It's an amazing book. It was written in the early 90s or mid 90s, but it's amazing. It'll have more templates than you know what to do with. So if you are no good with writing sales copy, I'm telling you that's an essential thing that you need to do right now, is go buy The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. Believe me, you will thank me for it. Now, the sales copy that you come up with must be compelling enough for people to sign up. And one of the easiest ways to figure out if it's compelling enough is think about, would you sign up for it? Would you show it to your friends and see what they think and let them give you feedback? Because your friends are going to be very similar to a lot of the other people out there. They're not marketers. They're not like you trying to look at things from a unique perspective. They're just regular people. So if you can show this to regular people and you can get them excited and asking them, you know, they're asking questions about how can they get a hold of this, then you know you have a winner right there. Now, the most important part of your sales copy is the headline. It's the most important part. You can either turn somebody onto your product or turn them off, you know, on your product just from your headline alone. So you want to model great headlines. And this is what you need to do. Google this term, 100 greatest headlines, and find and read this essay by Jay Abraham, and I've got a screenshot of it right here. He has tons of great examples. Again, it's called 100 Greatest Headlines. Model them. I'm telling you, you don't have to do anything else other than study these headlines and model them, and you'll be fine. Now let's talk about testing prices. You want to split test the prices and at least two or more different prices, because you never know. You could actually be making more money by charging more, or you could be making more money by charging less. It all depends. So see what the results are and what's the greatest in total revenue. So don't be afraid to cut your price in half if you have to. Don't be afraid to double your price. You know, you got to be aggressive here and make sure that you figure out what's the price that people are taking action. Now here's some other tips for sales copy. You want to give people as many reasons as possible to buy your products. You know, just give them all the benefits that you possibly can. You know, demonstrate authority. You want to make sure that you're able to describe their problems. It's going to be as if they already know you if you're talking in their terms. You want to amplify what is their problems, what their biggest concerns, what are the biggest troubles, and bring it up to the surface, amplify that. And then you offer to solve their problems and give them the ideal outcome if they buy and use your product. This is really, really easy to do. And then you want to show real proof of how others people have used it, how it works for you and how it works for other people. And this is where testimonials come in. And if you don't really have any testimonials coming out of the gate, then you can offer it to your friends and families for free, obviously, and then get their feedback on it. Now let's talk about website graphics, because this is really, really important. And like I said, here's a part of this process that you don't want to skimp over, you don't want to be cheap on, and you definitely don't want to try it yourself unless, and I'm going to capitalize this, unless you are a graphics expert yourself. And there's a good chance that you're probably not, because there's not too many great graphics people out there. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings if you think you're good. But you want to go to guru.com, elance.com, scriptlance, 99designs.com. There are quite a few places out there. There's killer covers. I'm telling you, graphics can boost your sales big time. And if you're not using any graphics at all, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. If you're selling videos, whether it's a physical or digital graphic, physical or digital product, then you want to get a DVD cover graphic made for that, because that's the perception that they're going to have. Now, if you're selling, an audio interview, for example, then you want to get a CD graphic made. Now, if you're selling ebooks, you can also get graphics of ebooks too. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of example graphics that I've used before in the past. Now, here, the one on the left is one for an acne product that I actually had PLR rights to. PLR, if you remember, that's private label rights. And I just had a custom graphic made for it, and this made me stand out because nobody else is doing this. And then on the right side, you'll see here's an interview. Basically, it's an interview with myself. I didn't interview myself. Somebody else interviewed me, and that helped me establish credibility as a dating expert. And I branded it on a CD like you see right there, and it has high perceived value. So when people see that, they think, wow, that's a very impressive image. That's an impressive graphic. This must be a high quality product. So you can see by just the perceived value that we're putting out by our graphics, it can make a huge difference on the outcome of our sales. But now let's talk about how to establish credibility. You can put out press releases, and that can help you. For example, you see how I've got my name, Fabricio Cruz, in the middle of these top two other business people. Donald Trump, Fabricio Cruz, and Robert Kiyosaki. What do these men have in common? Can you see what I'm doing here? I'm actually putting myself in the same boat as these two other guys. Obviously, Donald Trump is multi-billionaire, and you've got Robert Kiyosaki, the rich dad, poor dad, one of the smartest investment people in the world, in the history of the world, and I'm putting myself in the same category as them. So honestly, what do we have in common? Well, obviously we don't have too much in common, but we do have one thing in common, is we're all entrepreneurs. We all want to work from home. We all want to determine our own hours. We obviously don't have a boss. There's a lot of things that we have in common. Obviously, the biggest things that most people would expect us to have in common is that we're super successful. We're very determined businessmen and all that. But you can see just by the association that I'm building, it's got a high perceived value. So hopefully you see what I'm doing there. And if you want social proof, you just have to ask for it. Now, if you're an expert, ask past customers or clients if you can use them as testimonials. Get them to make videos. Get them to call in into your voicemail to leave a recorded message. And then you can use that voicemail, put it up on your website. Now, to continue here with the credibility subject, basically what I'm doing on the Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, it's an example of the guilt by association, and that's in a good way. So if I'm interviewing experts in my field, then I'm associating myself with other experts, and people are going to think that I am an expert. So if I were to interview, Richard Branson, the CEO of Virgin Empires, the billionaire maverick man, then I would be perceived as an expert. Imagine that. Fabricio Cruz interviews Richard Branson about business. They're getting into a candid conversation about marketing. People are going to think that I'm pretty close to that same level. And if you have none of the above, then just give away some of your services and ask for real feedback on the quality of your product. So if you can't do anything else that I've mentioned, then just get the feedback from real people by giving away your product, for free, for next to nothing. Now let's talk about building your list. And this is about building your prospect list. And you've seen all those sites that all you could do is put in your name and email address. Well, that's called a squeeze page. And here's an example of a squeeze page. Typically it has a headline, a graphic, some bullet points, and your name and email. Very, very simple. Now, in order to make this work, you're going to need an autoresponder service to capture emails and to build this list. And this allows you to market your membership site to them over and over and over until they buy. And then you can move them to another list or segment to another list, and this is typically automated. You want to give them good content, and you can even get it free over at easingarticles.com. It's completely legal and free, and you'll see what I mean when you get there. But basically, you can use those articles as long as you give proper credit to the author. You're absolutely fine in using their content. You can also promote other things to your list, like new products, products as an affiliate, etc., you know, where you can make a lot of extra money. Now let's talk about promoting your site. Free traffic strategies that I absolutely love: SEO, joint ventures. SEO obviously stands for search engine optimization. Then you've got affiliate programs, social media, Facebook like MySpace, Twitter, other social media programs like that. My favorite paid advertising strategies are banner buys. Where you go to other people's websites and offer to buy banners. Google AdWords, Yahoo Search Marketing, MSN Ad Center, there are so many. Paid traffic is really one of my most favorite ways. And online is not the only way to go, because you've got offline, classified ads, postcard, voice broadcasting. All these things work very well to drive traffic to your squeeze page so that you can get them into your list and then hopefully onto your membership site. But now let's talk about keeping your members. Now, keeping your members, you got to feed them great quality content and great support. And it doesn't have to be you. You can always outsource this. And continue to get more and more content, as mentioned previously. So you want to use a service like RTIR.com. And make sure that you provide great support. You don't want to leave customers hanging. Whenever customers got questions, answer them. You can even host Q&A calls that are recorded. Or you can survey your members and create FAQs based on those questions. Create special audios just for them. You can also create interactive videos and always ask your members, what do they want to see in the site, and just give it to them. You're not always going to keep 100% of those people that come on board. That's a fact. But you'll have a very, very high stick rate if you're listening to them and you're doing exactly what you should be doing to keep them and make sure, because this is all about long-term residual income. So isn't it worth interviewing, surveying, asking your customers exactly what it is that they want? And I think you'll agree with me that the answer is yes. So start your membership site and become a coffee shop millionaire. You now have in your hands a few powerful strategies that you can implement today to begin your journey to a full-time online income, and most importantly, no more boss. Well, this is Fabricio, and I'll see you on the other side.